Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on the very first day of May 2024, Wednesday, 1st of May. Thank you so much for downloading this. Thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Do check out the link below. Also, check out the link below to my Substack. Go over there. More people are coming there, which is great. If you go over there, you'll be able to find a little bit of information about the consummate fraud, Sir Edward Jenner. So do go and check it out. It's only available on my Substack, and it's free. Right, A Tale of Two Cities. I want to talk to you about two cities that I know very well, and some of you listening may know them. I'm talking about Belfast. I'm talking about Londonderry, because both of these cities are getting two new mayors. Yeah! Politics is back in Northern Ireland. Everything's super duper fine. We've got the executive back up and running. Everything is absolutely fab. And I want to talk about the two mayors, the two new mayors that are coming in. The first one I want to talk about is an alliance councillor called Mickey Murray. He is the first openly gay. He's openly out there. The first openly gay Lord Mayor we've ever had. And I mean, this is so important, as he puts it. It's all about inclusivity. It is all about inclusivity and welcoming everyone. You see, that's why this is such a glorious moment. Except, over on his Facebook page, he has previously posted that he would like to ban the DUP from Belfast. What? You want to ban the biggest unionist political party from Belfast, but you're all for inclusivity? Really? That's interesting. I wonder what other interesting views that you hold. Well, another interesting view that this totally inclusive guy holds is that males should be allowed into female changing spaces. A little quote from him here, his words, not mine. He says, this woman, brackets, the naked male described by a 17-year-old girl, was getting changed and went home. That's all she's guilty of. Trans people are far more likely to be the victims of crime. People wanted LGB people banned from changing rooms and public bathrooms. There's no different to how we treat trans people now. So just to be clear, this guy, this councillor, Mickey Murray, wants to see the DUP banned from Belfast, and he wants to see naked men in women's changing facilities. Yeah, just, you know, so we get a sense of what he's about. So I thought I would ask him this. So I did. I jumped onto social media, onto Twitter, and I asked him, just simple question, can you please explain how this seeking to ban the DUP from Belfast would play into his inclusive agenda? So what was his thoughtful response? Well, he blocked me. So then I went to the leader of his party. Remember, he is an alliance mayor. And I went to the leader of that party, Naomi Long. I asked her, did she agree that trans women, a.k.a. men, should be allowed into women's changing areas? I'm still waiting on a response. So that's what's happening in Belfast, right? That's what we've got coming our way for the next year. This particularly... I think I would be kind if I described him as a confused individual. But anyway, unfortunately, social history is forever and the Wayback Machine is forever. Mickey, you can run, but you can't hide. And then the other city I want to talk about briefly is Londonderry. Now, I did talk about the fact that it's also getting a new mayor from June. She's a Kenyan Maasai, a Maasai warrior. Yeah, that's what we're getting. Well, she came from Kenya anyway, and she seems to be of Maasai extraction. She still seems to have family from Kenya. So she's a Kenyan migrant who fled Kenya, which is weird because I wasn't aware that there was an outbreak of war in Kenya. But apparently she had to flee, even though she's got lots of people still behind her in Kenya. So she came to Northern Ireland. And she became an SDLP councillor, right? And I thought to myself, well, okie dokie. So let's try and understand you know, well, what were the issues that brought her into politics? And she talks about it. She's quite openly. She's interested in, this is in a Northern Ireland context, and looking out for the you know, the issues that affect Maasai women. She's also very concerned about female circumcision, and those are the big issues for her. Now, I think she's a councillor in Strabane or somewhere like that, and I didn't think there was a lot of Maasai up there, but I could be completely wrong. Or if I'm not completely wrong, why the hell is this SDLP councillor now to be mayor of Londonderry prioritising the needs of Maasai women? I presume she's talking about Maasai women back in Kenya. But why is she here then? In fact, that's a very good question. Why is she here? On what basis did she gain entry to the UK? What was her route of travel? What was the explanation given? Why was she afforded sanctuary here? I'd like to know all of those things as well. But anyway, she is she's quality entertainment. I'm going to play you a clip, which is really worth your while listening, because she's doubling down on her stupidity. So let's just listen to her. I told you that she talked about the fact that she's very concerned about the far right and about anyone who opposes open migration or terrorists, right? She was picked up in this, and she doubled down. So here's a clip coming up right now. Listen to this.
Phoenix, I don't want to misquote you, but reference those protesting against immigration as terrorists. Do you stand by that?
I didn't reference them as terrorists. I think my words were taken out of context. I said those who are mobilizing and lying to the community and really preying from vulnerabilities of people, dividing communities, are the ones who are domestic terrorists. If you go to any country, they're labeled terrorists. Why can't they not be labeled terrorists in Ireland?
So you heard her just say that. She wants to know why people protesting open borders can't be labelled as domestic terrorists in Ireland. Carry on.
You know, if you go to any country where people are being divided because of politics, the ones who are causing all this trouble are called terrorists. So do we have two different types of terrorists when it comes to people who are not from the Western country? No, I said it because it is a fact. And if you define terrorism, how is it defined in policy?
Okay, I think I've heard enough of her, but that should be enough to make you abundantly aware of the fact that they've got a moron, and they're installing a moron as mayor of Derry/Londonderry, and they're installing a hypocrite as mayor of Belfast, and that's what we have to look forward to in the next 12 months. Be still, my beating heart. Thanks for listening.